At that time, Herod the ruler heard reports about Jesus, and he said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead, and for this reason these powers are at work in him." For Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison, on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because John had been telling him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Though Herod wanted to put him to death, he feared the crowd, because they regarded him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias danced before the company, and she pleased Herod so much that he promised on oath to grant her whatever she might ask. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me the head of John the Baptist, here, on a platter." The king was grieved, yet, out of regard for his oaths and for the guests, he commanded it to be given. He sent and had John beheaded in the prison. The head was brought on a platter and given to the girl who brought it to her mother. His disciples came and took the body and buried it. Then they went and told Jesus. It is one thing honorably to die for what you believe in, to hold out in the face of sly attempts to get you to back down to save your skin. There have been many people who believed in something or someone so resolutely that not even prison or the threat of death could change their minds or hearts. It can be a lonely experience, but those brave and determined people would say that they felt by no means alone. Either the Lord who called them to give witness was with them, or they sensed in any case that the truth for which they stood firm was on their side. So, honorable indeed to die for what you believe in. It's quite another thing to die because a drunken tetrarch of Galilee is not man enough to change his mind when he realizes he's made a massive error in promising a stunning dancing girl anything she wanted. John was in prison because he had preached, and what he preached was a very raw truth indeed for a ruler who was unfaithful to his spouse. But the tragedy became even more cruel when that silly promise led to the loss of human life, the loss of a prophet, a cousin of Jesus, our Savior. Recalling this tragedy each year gives us a chance to do two things. First, to honor and learn from the example of one like John the Baptist, who spoke the truth without fear or favor, even when it was unwelcome in some quarters. Disciples of Jesus are also called to have moral weight. Ethics is the concern of all and each of us. We can learn a second thing. We can learn to stay away from making silly or unworthy promises or agreements which could cost lives unless we're big enough to change our mind and see the light. Life is precious, not just our own, everyone's is, and it's God's gift each day.